I had never heard this story, but one day about 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, you cavalierly tweeted the claim that you had once been granted a wish by Make-A-Wish.
Now, I'm trying to remember why I would have just randomly tweeted that.
Because the thing that you asked for as a wish was part of a discussion on the Hard Line. And you sent a note to Corby saying, hey, that's what I... That person, I don't want to give it away because that's part of the story.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Okay.
And you
yeah.
just kept talking about it on Twitter. And it's like, hold, wait, stop. What do you mean were granted a wish by Make-A-Wish? And there's two parts to this. So the fact that I know somebody who was part of the Make-A-Wish program creates all sorts of questions I want to ask about.
Sure.
Which also leads into wheelchair talk, which is another fascination I have about you.
Wheelchair talk.
And then the second part is when you actually hear what Justin's wish was, you'll have 1,000 more questions, and we'll dive into that at 10:30 this morning.
We talking soccer today? That's got to happen, right? We have Peter Welpton on.
Sure. If you want to talk soccer, we can do that. We can do some soccer talking. That is the one thing I'm fairly okay at.
So you came in today prepared with soccer, Make-A-Wish, and wheelchair talk. Which I don't even know what wheelchair talk means because...
Man, I'm in on wheelchair talk.
No, I don't even know if what you mean by wheelchair talk because wheelchair talk meant every time I see Hondo in the hallways, the only thing he wants to talk about is wheelchairs.
So Dude, that's not fair. When we were kids, every kid is obsessed with crutches and wheelchairs.
Yes. You want to ride in a wheelchair?
Yes.
You want to do wheelies or stunts in a wheelchair? You want to crack your skull open? Not really, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you meet somebody that actually has to exist in one every day...
You have lots of questions. You're very curious.
And unfortunately, I think I've whipped Justin to death with wheelchair questions. Although I find out there's another guy in the building who is also in a wheelchair, and his exclusive topic of conversation when they run into each other are wheelchair questions.
See, that's the thing. That's why
Do
I
you
think
hate
it's
wheelchair
weird.
Talk? Justin?
With other wheelchair people, yeah, because if I'm getting beaten down by people like you that are fascinated by it, I feel like I should have a safe haven with other wheelchair people. That's the one group of people.
That should be a no-fly zone.
Right,
in conversation.
We know. God, I'm just
Gordo
so
would be like
down
you and I just
normies.
Talking about hair.
But I would think that when wheelchair people get together for their wheelchair people convention, that one of the topics that you would want to talk about is, hey, have you seen the new
MaxFlyer
2000 kind of thing?
So, Gordo,
because wheelchairs are really expensive, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
So listen to this last exchange that you made me aware of the other day. This is crazy. Listen.
Yeah, I was just in the cafe in Hondo. You know Hondo, right? From KSCS. He's just sitting in there, and I'm just wheeling by trying to get a water. And he just goes, hey, Justin, just a quick question about your tires. Are they solid or is there air in them?
And so you were offended by this?
No, I was just like, I think they're solid. Let me feel them. Yeah, they're solid. And he goes, oh, okay, because, yeah, I had air ones and they popped one time when I was up here. And it was a whole thing with my insurance trying to get them switched out. And my face just glazes over. And I'm just like, come on, man, we can talk other things.
But, yes, you can talk other things, but that's also one of the things you can talk about.
But that's the only thing he talks to me about. The only thing. He doesn't ask me what
so
I do here.
So you're saying every exchange you
every
have.
Every exchange we've ever had has been wheelchairs.
See, well, you may be the only person that he can talk to about that has some sort of knowledge.
He offers to race me in the hallways.
That's very generous of him.
To race? Why is that
He's
generous?
He's offering it.
He wants to play.
There's not enough space for the two of you in the
hallway. No, there's not a wide enough hallway for the two of us.
We could just time.
We'll take turns.
And unless take turn and set a time, and the other person's got to beat that time.
Unless he wants to do it for pinks.
Ooh.
I'm not doing it.
Pink shoe punk?
Because I can walk out of my chair.
You're talking ownership papers, aren't you?
He'd be crawling to his car, yeah.
So wait a second. You can he not walk?
I don't think so.
That's offensive.
It's not just a question.
He cannot walk yet.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's offensive.
But he can?
Just because you're confined to a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't walk.
Yeah, but he can. I mean, I can.
I
that's
think
why
that
I think pinks would be hilarious.
Almost universally what that does mean, Gordo.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know all the... I don't know medicals. I don't know a bunch of medicines.
I didn't know that Justin had a prosthetic leg.
Uh-huh.
That he can wear. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, he has a prosthetic chair, too.
Is that
a what?
I don't think that's the right term.
Well, I don't
it's
know.
Just a wheelchair.
Is that why
you feel like you need to ask me?
And this is why we have wheelchair talks.
You just need to eavesdrop on me and Hondo one day. You'll get filled
in. I would love to moderate the great wheelchair debates that go on in our cafe.
Maybe that'll be a Thursday night show, just me and Hondo talking wheelchairs. Talk quickies, all
you
the other brands.
You discriminate against people in wheelchairs, Justin.
I am a self-hating handicapped, I guess, because other people's like nubs and their stumps freak me out. Like, to
but
the
your
point,
own don't.
No, mine's
you're the
fine.
Only one with tasteful.
No, it's
nubs.
Pretty weird.
No, mine's gross, but it's like your own penis. Yours looks fine. Everyone else's is gross.
Well maybe mine not looks fine. Mine looks oversized. And mine
it's
does
too
not.
Too intrusive to your jeans.
Yes, it's just too hard to find clothes.
But yeah, they like if I see a nub on TV, I cringe and have to change the channel because it freaks.
Justin,
especially
what's wrong
arm
with
nubs.
You?
I don't
What's
know.
Wrong with
I'm,
your compassion?
I'm self-hating, I guess. I need help.
Well, how long have you been chaired up?
Wait, hold on. You're starting to get into my segment, so don't.
Okay,
don't
because
reveal
I want to
make
know
a wish
when this
can carry
started.
That whole thing.
Because if this started in adolescence, then I'm wondering if that's why you hate people who are in wheelchairs. Because there's something about body image and stuff like that that may happen in adolescence to where you start hating.
Yeah, I was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm. See?
I'm really glad you're here because I've been really
because
nervous.
Because I've ruined your whole segment.
No. Because I've been really nervous about asking questions and coming off as insensitive. But I think the reality is I'm being very brave in asking questions.
You are extremely brave.
Because
way to spin it for yourself.
Don't we have like
we have questions?
You want to know? You're not trying to be rude or insensitive.
No.
But
you can
just
reserve
ask me
the
how long
reside.
I've been wheelchaired up.
Yes, that's a legitimate question.
I've
how
never
long
had
you been
one doctor ask me how long I've been wheelchaired up.
Well, that's
ever.
Not a technical term.
That's just
a sports
to keep
radio
it lay,
term.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a street term that we use.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
I want to know when that period
You're the one
was.
Who said that you hate people's nubs.
That's a weird
claim.
Yeah,
I
claim.
Wish I could distance from
that.
That
is a weird
they
claim.
Do. They would... They don't weird you out?
That's going to be on the Justin Montemayor throw pillow series. I hate other people's nubs.
Just my face
Monty.
And my nub.
And now
yes.
It's on yours, too.
They don't creep you out? I mean, when
people's
I wheel down
nubs?
The hallway, you don't kind of
no,
look up and
I love
pull
people's
out your
nubs.
Phone. You get down
I
on a
celebrate
knee and look at them.
The diversity of nubs.
The diversity. They're all so different looking. It's like a snowflake.
Would you like to meet his?
I've met his nub before.
Have you shaked his nub?
You have your
you
nub out
nub?
In public. Like, you're not ashamed of your own nub.
No, I'm not ashamed of my own, but I more use it as bait to try to get a girl that's into fetish stuff.
Has that ever worked for you?
No, but if it works once...
But it's not for like a trying. I mean,
is that a life goal?
Just one, yeah.
He always
if I get
keeps
one,
his
it's
nub out in the
success.
Water. You never know when someone's going to bite on it.
There's absolutely a Reddit forum about nub fetish that he is probably
there's
the moderator
There's absolutely
of.
A
oh, yeah.
giant amputee porn
subcategory.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you a...
It's mainly women, not the man. No, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
I'm trying to get involved.
How much do you think a wheelchair costs?
Thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like a good one, not like one you get at the grocery store because you need it.
Yeah, how much would you guess? Yeah, not a grocery store,
not
you know,
not a motorized.
Justin,
not a
regular.
Motorized. No,
probably $400 or $500.
Okay, my buddy Don, who is in a wheelchair, he says a good one is $8,000 to $10,000
for just something that like I push my grandma in.
Yeah.
Wheelchair.
Well, I mean,
no,
I think
transport
that
chairs
probably
are custom.
Transport chairs are different. Those are a couple okay. hundred bucks, but like a wheelchair,
like what he's in.
Yeah, I bet you his cost probably at least $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, I don't remember because I got it a long time ago and it was covered through insurance, so it's not like I saw what it cost. But
doesn't that shock you?
Yeah, that is shocking. Now, if you told me that was like one of those like, you have to control it with your breath or something or eye
like
tracking.
A Stephen Hawking like the deal, Stephen you know, Hawking. Is going to be like $30,000 to $50,000. Yeah,
a computerized motorized deal.
No, I'm just talking about a non-motorized wheelchair.
Is $10,000?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Jeez, I didn't even know that. I'm assuming that's a custom one.
It's a ripoff.
Not,
that's like
not off the rack.
High-priced drugs or something.
Well, I think that I thought that
they mold it to your butt so it fits just perfectly.
I think all wheelchairs though are custom to some extent, right? I mean, other than the ones at CVS.
I suppose.
Did you have to special order yours?
I mean, they took like measurements and stuff like that when I went into the wheelchair place.
I don't know if that's
new motion. Is that the name of the is that what it's called? The wheelchair place?
The wheelchair place. Hey, it tells you right there on the sign what they do.
It's like CarMax. Wheelchair place.
Nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, I mean, they took measurements. And, I mean, I don't know what all you can do, though.
Measure the nub?
Yeah, they measure the nub so it hangs down just enough. Little
so it doesn't drag on the ground.
Right. That's a nice little nub strip tease for the ladies.
You get, like, road rash on the end of your...
I should cover it up a little bit and leave a little to the imagination for the woman.
Well, maybe. That's a good point. Should you sock the nub?
Because if I just flaunt it, then she knows right there what it looks like. I've never thought about
that. That's right. And, you know, it's the hint of cleavage that makes us so drawn into the breastages.
Gordon, point of clarification. Do you consider
TC.
Bree Walker's lobster claws to be a nub, or is that a separate category?
That is offensive, sir. I do not think she refers to them as lobster. Claws,
but you have
tastefully.
He wanted to make sure you
I did a lot more tastefully
about.
Than you've done here,
and then that would take us back to our conversation during the break.
I was there, it wasn't.
Would you consider Kelly Ripa's outer outie belly button a nub, a type of?
You
nub?
Called that a penis belly button.
It kind of is.
You said
you seen
it looked
that
like
thing?
A small a peen. No, yeah. I've never seen it.
She has like a mini thumb sticking out of her stomach.
Number.
She has a nubber.
A nubber. Yes.
Yeah. And you're saying that is unattractive or attractive?
No, I think it's...
You don't like a penis on a woman.
Now you've verbally cornered me, sir.
Wow, it is quite... it's out there.
I suggest everybody Google Kelly Ripa belly button or Kelly Ripa outie and see it for
Kelly
yourself.
Ripa penis?
It's terrifying.
It looks like that Nirvana album, that little kid in the pool.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you.
Well, okay. Now, I said that I'd be okay with it.
He put his glasses on.
I said that I'd be okay with it, but you didn't tell me she had a Quato coming out of her. I mean, that looks like Nessie's trying to escape her belly.
It's like a little turtle poking its head out.
I don't know what's going on with that.
That is, yeah. I didn't realize it was... I thought it was just a normal outie button
she
and
needs,
you were over-exaggerating.
She needs to get that taken off and have that put on you, and then you got a full leg again.
So is...
y'all can work a thing out there.
Just trade it for parts?
Yeah.
That should be my make-a-wish if I get a round two.
I want Kelly Ripa's belly button put on my leg.
Just extend it on there. That'd be great.
Anyway, why am I still here? I don't know why I'm on the show.
We started
Gordo,
talking about weird things and you just got magnetized to
it. Well, no, I was defending because I think that wheelchair talk is interesting to people. That was my whole point and it took me a long time to make it. But that is my point, is that wheelchair talk is certainly worthy of air.
Okay, you said when you were a kid you were fascinated by crutches and wheelchairs. You are still to this day about using them?
Yeah, well, I don't know about using them, but I'm still fascinated by them. Like when my buddy Don, if he has a new wheelchair and we're out to lunch or something, it's like I'm interested in that thing. Ooh. I'm interested in the technology of them, why they do the wheels, you know, the canter the wheels sometimes, and then there's different wheelchairs for different applications.
What about
and,
the etiquette of whether or not you should offer to push somebody? And yeah, are you going to offend somebody?
That's an interesting topic, too.
Like, I never know, should I help somebody, or they're going to like, look, dude, I can take care of myself. I'm
right.
handy-capable.
Because some people do get offended if you try to help them, and right. other people are like, it's no big deal.
Are you allowed to ask them if you could take their wheelchair for a spin? If you could try it out?
Well, what are you going to do?
They're just going to sit there on the ground while you're
curb?
Having fun?
I don't think Jason's thinking this one
record.
Through.
I'm pretty sure Jason owes me a wheelchair.
I think I might have broken his
dude,
wheelchair.
And those things are fast, too. Because, like, when he and I go out to lunch, there was one time we went out to lunch, and we were going to the car, and he...
gave you a pump?
I swear to God, he was, yeah. like, 100 yards what away from me in 3 seconds.
Do you wear gloves?
No gloves.
Hmm. The glove wheelchair guy always fascinates me. Why is he wearing gloves?
Because he gets blisters
don't get
on
chafed
his hand.
And all
well,
that
I don't get chafed.
Thing.
Why is he getting chafed? Is
well,
he, I guess
you're not
push...
exactly a speed demon around here either.
That's true, yeah. I'm more of a take a little slow,
yeah,
deliberate in my movements.
Those Galapagos that's turtles could beat you in a race.
You've been known to cause
Radio 1310.
Hallway traffic jams.
No, but like I said, Killer broke my wheelchair one time pushing me. Because he'll fly me around these corners going 60 miles an hour, and one day my my wheel just flew off.
Didn't,
not literally,
didn't fly
but
off when I was pushing you.
But it broke my chair, and I had to go get it fixed.
Really?
Yeah, because a killer.
It wasn't.
So why are you pushing him so fast, there, killer?
I was trying to like break up the traffic jam behind him.
Wheelchair insurance,
and then he'll take off and then let me go right into the door.
What's more oversized human child than that,
killer? That doesn't
look
sound
at him.
Too
he's
nice.
Laughing. He's not denying it.
Wait, why do you do that? Is it just to teach the handicap a lesson?
It's because it's Justin, and it's fun to do.
It's because we kick his balls on Saturdays for 2 hours.
So you send
hours.
Him sailing into walls.
Just Justin. I wouldn't do it to anybody else. I treat Honda with the utmost respect.
Because he's handicapable.
Yes.
But Justin...
is just handicapped.
Just.
Wow.
The hell?
Okay.
Were we supposed to go to break like 20 minutes
Gordo,
ago?
Gordo, will you please stay for the rest
no,
of the 2 hours?
No,
I'll buy you lunch.
No.
I'll buy you lunch.
I've thrown the wheels off your show already.
No.
Just like Killer threw the wheels off Justin's chair.
Clearly already one of the highlights of the day
station. We're just looking for understanding.
It'll be like number 2 on the top 10 this afternoon.
I'm putting it together, so it'll be there. Don't worry.
Oh, it will?
Yeah.
It'll be Tiger, this, Wheelchair Talk, and then something from Bob and Dan's number 1.
What's that, Killer? Justin's nub is on the phone. We
oh my god.
Go to the hotline. Okay, maybe that's next.
All right, the great Make-A-Wish mystery next on the ticket. Now here's the moment I have been waiting for 6-7 weeks. And in some ways, I think we are actually granting the wish of many P1s who have also wondered this for some time. 8 weeks ago, you cavalierly tweeted the claim that you had been granted a wish by the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me set something up. This is not... I want a disclaimer here. Because I know somebody's going to tune in halfway through and think that I'm making fun of Make-A-Wish, and I'm not.
We're only 1 minute in, and that's what I'm hearing.
And I'm not here to insult you in any way, but I think there are many people out there that have thought what an awesome foundation that is, but have never actually met anybody that's been part of it. But when I saw this tweet, first off, you just kind of threw it out there, and I had never heard this story before. And then you kept tweeting other things, and I thought, wait a second, whoa, you're burying the lead, Justin.
Okay.
Old Monty, which is, I've never met anybody for Make-A-Wish, and now here's the first disclaimer. This is where I admit I'm going to sound very ignorant right here, but I have to ask the question because my perception as an older dude is if you are part of the Make-A-Wish program and you are granted a wish.
That was it?
That's it. Like
here's
at
your
some
time?
Point, your time ends shortly thereafter because people that are in it are terminally ill of some sort.
Well, that's what I thought too. When the Make-A-Wish person came into my hospital room one day and just said, hey, I'm from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're here to talk about your wish. And I'm like, holy S, what are my doctors not telling me? Because isn't this not for people that are dying? And then she explained to me, no. They received over the last 10 to 15 years a lot more money than they expected. So they are now giving it to kids who, I guess, are terminally ill, plus people that have chronic diseases like cancer in any form.
So they have just so much money that they expanded the pool of available wishes to give out. You don't have to be on your deathbed or
right.
within a certain – you've only got so much time left. You could just be chronically ill or have in some kind of disease and you get a wish granted. That's pretty
correct.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I was just talking to my dad about this, and he told me the doctor said – I was 50-50 when I was diagnosed, which I had not heard until right now. So that kind of blew my mind. I'd never heard that before. But
okay, so let's take a step back. Can you? I don't know the history of your whatever you were diagnosed with, and I'm assuming this is related to the fact that you were missing half a leg.
Yeah, so when I was 14, I was diagnosed with bone cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
way to go, killer.
Yeah, good job, killer.
Way to go.
You should have, you know, produced a little bit.
I should have pushed you a little bit harder into
right.
the wall.
Okay, gosh. You didn't have to make me go splat. But yeah, I had bone cancer, and so when I was going through chemotherapy treatment for that, that's when the Make-A-Wish people came in, and I was probably 15 at this point, and...
Hello, Justin.
That would be a very creep. No, it was just an old lady named Sheila that walked in with a binder.
So
I floated here from heaven to give you your wish.
I was already freaking out. If she had mentioned anything about me going to heaven, I probably would have kicked her ass.
So, what would you like, Justin? Tell me anything.
Before you kick the bucket. So,
I want to go to Europe and see all the capitals. I'm thinking more like a manwich or maybe some chips and a drink.
She originally offered me Junior's trip, and I turned it down. My, so my first wish, which...
Well, hold on, wait a second. I got to thought. Wait, don't get there yet. So I want to know, so this person just randomly walked into your room, or your family set this up?
They just randomly...
Sounds like a grifter coming in.
It does. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I didn't check her ID badge to make sure she was supposed to be there.
So they have so much money, they just go to hospitals at children's wards, and they go to the front desk, and they say, who is in bad shape, and they just go randomly.
There are a lot of foundations that do that, which, ironically, with that drop, I had someone come in a few weeks earlier that was from a foundation called, like, Phone a Friend, and they asked me, hey, would you like to talk to Robin Williams on the phone for 20 minutes?
And I 20 said, minutes?
Of course.
That's all you get.
You talked to Robin Williams for 20 minutes?
So, yes, Robin Williams called me. And
within 2 hours, he was dead.
Impersonator.
Yeah,
totally an impersonator.
He was asking me, you know, what is there to live for? And I was like, I don't know.
The most boring conversation he'd ever had.
I think your best movies are behind you.
I don't want to live anymore.
Your stand-ups, you're a little over the top. Mm. I probably could have done a little more to keep him.
So you did talk to him?
I did talk to him, and he just did voices pretty much for 20 minutes, and it was awesome.
Boy, I probably would have put the noose around my own neck if I had to listen to that.
He did some nanu-nanu
for you. Yeah, around like minute 13, I was
okay, I get it. Yeah, okay, a black voice and a preacher voice, right.
No, but he kept me on the line because he offered to send me a bunch of video games, which he ended up making good on. About a week later, I open my door, and there's a box with, like, 10 video games.
That's pretty cool.
So it was awesome. So I wasn't... It wasn't a foreign concept of a random person walking in the room and offering me something. So I wasn't completely taken aback when Sheila walked through the door.
What did the angel look like?
She wasn't an angel. She was wearing just a very generic blouse and, like, brown pants.
Really? And so the, yes. But the light was
there
all
was no
around
halo,
her?
There was, like, no halo. No, she didn't have wings. She wasn't an angel. She probably had a lot of skeletons in her closet, and she was
so
doing this.
So how far was she levitating off the ground? Okay. Or did she appear right above your bed in her pantsuit?
So, what do you want to know, Peter?
Well, so that answered
did
a
you
lot
like
of
it.
That was one of the questions I had, which was, does your family decide that you were in bad enough shape that they sit around in a meeting without you and say,
no,
you know, maybe
because the family can't see the angel.
Only the only the recipient?
Yeah.
Only the patient.
Only the one that's been chosen for death.
And I'm trying to convince them that she's real.
I assume this was some sort of like paperwork, like you go online and you fill out a form and say, my kid's not doing well, can they have a wish?
That's the box they check.
Right.
Not doing well.
And is there a person there at the Make-A-Wish Foundation that's like, you know what, I don't think that kid's sick enough? And they deny him? That'd be a terrible job.
If I was
job.
In charge of it.
Oh, he's got brain cancer stage 4?
So, but now the other thing, so the other thing you've just revealed to us is that you, as of literally a few days ago, had no idea at the level of likelihood that you were going to live or die. You just found this out?
Yeah, I just thought, okay, we're just going to do chemotherapy, get through this, and be fine. Yeah, my dad was like, oh, yeah, you had 50-50 odds, we were told.
How did you find out you had bone cancer? What was the... How did that come about?
The angel told him. God, there was no angel.
You said she was. You said there was a Sheila.
You're making this up. There was a Sheila, but she was not an angel. She was like 52 and from Rockwall. She was
angels
not an angel from heaven.
And from Rockwall.
Yeah, you're right.
She
angel can't be from Rockwall.
No, so I just had a bump on my leg, and eventually it got real bad, and I thought I broke my leg, went to the ER, and they saw it on an X-ray.
Hello, so, Justin.
Sheila came for that, too. Sheila
Hello.
Was there for every major medical event in my history.
I'm only a whispered prayer away.
She could have maybe done something about all these medical problems
Let
I had.
Let me give you my cell. Do you like my brown pants?
She didn't offer to take them off or anything.
Before you die, Justin, you want to see a piece of heaven?
She had a fupa.
his pants.
If I recall,
come off.
She did have a fupa. I hope you're
I
not
have a belly
Sheila,
button penis. Please ignore that part.
It was 52-year-old Kelly Ripa from Rockwall.
That would have been all right. I could have gotten by with that. So she walks in. She asks me, "You know, you can do pretty much anything you want. You can't get anything, I think, that has a motor.
You can get anything on this shelf here
right.
between.
Okay,
it was like
these,
your
animals and right. the pencil.
You
cup.
Put your
so Gordo.
You
this
your tickets
we are
in.
We are now approaching part two of this amazing story, which is the actual wish. So. Just, Gordo, if you are a 14, 15-year-old boy,
I know
and you
exactly
are granted
what I'm
wishing
for.
Nothing sexual.
I'm wishing for... Oh, really? That wasn't an
nothing
option?
Sexual.
Did she tell you that specifically?
Yeah, I had the big scroll of all the things I wanted to do with all the celebrities.
Like a binder opened up.
And Sheila opens it up and says, No
donkey punch.
Turn
no
over Cameron Diaz.
What is this salad thing? What
she
is
just
that?
Kept marking through each one. And when she got to like 128, she said, okay, now maybe we can work with this.
So
what
last
is nub on nip?
So last night, ESPN has a story about Make-A-Wish, and the little girl gets to travel and do some stuff with the Mariners and the Red Sox, and you think, if you're a teenage kid and you've got the world at your fingertips, you get to, what, go have Disney World open for you exclusively for
mm-hmm.
a day.
Just
or,
you and your best friend.
Right. Or you get to go drive.
Go on the first pitch at
a World
Series.
Go drive the Millennial Falcon, something
Millennium.
Like that. Millennium Falcon, mm-hmm. thank you. But no, please listen to what one Justin Montemayor's wish was and what was granted.
You're setting it up so bad.
Just say it.
I
wanted Scott Baio to deliver me tacos.
It's almost like that.
I flew to L.A.
Okay.
to meet Kevin James and watch a taping of the show The King of Queens.
What?
That's what I did. I was really into that show.
He didn't need Make-A-Wish to do that.
Kevin James.
You sitting in the audience with two other people.
King of Queens
that's
taping.
A lot of people, sir. And we hung out for, 30, 40 minutes and talked and
you
had a good time.
You could have drag raced Dirk Nowitzki up and down Greenville if you wanted to. No, you
wanted
went
to meet Kevin James.
You wanted
Mall
to meet
cop Paul Blart himself.
You hadn't done Paul Blart yet. I think that would have been the
that's
the
crazy
axe.
Part. He hadn't even been in a movie at this point. He was on King of
I
Queens.
I was really into the show.
Why?
I don't know. I just that's what I watched every day, and I was really into it.
So
I don't know.
Did you consider any other options?
I loved his fat guy buffoonery. He made it relatable.
Did you connect with him, or was it just
when
like,
he talked to you? Was he like, how long you got left, Justin?
Yeah,
that's pretty much
like,
my
got,
regular life.
I mean, got a dinner at 8.
Like, but, I'm going to live to be like 72, and he's going to be, I don't understand, why are you here?
He was actually very flattered to have someone use their Make-A-Wish
to have someone
him.
In the audience?
Yeah.
No, I mean, just think about being
anybody.
This guy's
been on your show before, Mr.
He
Gordon.
He has. Imagine Kevin James, very nice guy.
Imagine being Kevin
James. But it
wasn't
James. A Make-A-Wish deal. He was promoting something.
Right. Yeah, you met Kevin James, and they forced him upon you.
That's right.
I had to use my damn Make-A-Wish.
I reluctantly agreed to grant his wish.
Damn it, I should have just waited until my radio
so
career
was this
started
like,
and I could have met him.
So when she comes to you and says, what is your wish, this is immediately your answer? Did you
no.
think about it? Did you have other options that you chose from?
They try to pitch you on Disney World because that's where most like little kids want to go.
We get a little bit of a kickback on that. So
yeah, they
if you
get 10%.
That, we'd appreciate it.
And it's not like they shut it down for the day like you're Cartman and you own it. It's
okay, Justin.
You're just there.
Your wish is granted.
And I said
you
no.
Can toss Kevin James salad.
Okay. None of that happened. I wasn't old enough at the time. So my
don't talk to me. Talk to Sheila.
My first one was. We talked about this last Friday. Y'all both remember when you were listening at our 1110 segment. I was really into Ricky Williams, the football player, when I was a youngster. And I wanted to meet him, but he was too much of a weirdo to agree to let me meet him and go to a Dolphins game. So they said no. And they said a lot of time with athletes, if you try to meet too famous of a one, they
that,
won't
rework that sentence, but
nope,
yes.
We're sticking with it. They won't give you a lot of time. Like I guess in the 90s, whenever Make-A-Wish kids wanted to go meet Michael Jordan, he would line them up like 100 at a time, shake their hand.
Michael Jackson
and keep
would?
Going. No,
he who would you say?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
A little different.
Jackson would have touched something else. Jordan. So they said sometimes athletes can be weird, but no, Kevin James was cool. And it's not like that's the only thing we did. We went to L.A. and they let us stay in a really badass hotel, and we went to.
Did you get famous?
To Venice Beach. No, I didn't get famous.
That, you didn't Senior Wences the nub and like get on Ed Sullivan?
Okay, so there's another little note about this. Justin, tell Gordon what you got as a souvenir from this whole experience that you, I understand, have to this day.
Have you ever seen the show, Gordon, ever?
I've seen it in passing. You know, he would wear like, he was like a UPS type driver or something.
That's what I got. He gave me his IPS uniform that he wore during the show.
IPS it was like is their version of UPS. Yeah. Okay.
And because this was like the second to last show they were doing of the whole series, so they didn't need it anymore, so they gave it to me. And it's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
No. It's not like in a Hollywood rest. What is that?
It should be in the Smithsonian, but instead it's in Justin's
Planet
guest
Hollywood
bedroom closet.
Restaurant. Yeah. Do you ever put it on?
Very popular show. No, I don't. I don't play dress up to see if I'm Kevin James. Boy, that'd be a terrible fantasy. Maybe go out and see if I can
you
girls
role
that way.
Fantasy Kevin James.
He had a hot wife on the show.
He did. Leah
again.
Remini.
Another reason.
Did you get
I was
anything
really
of hers?
Into it. No, she was kind of a bitch, actually.
Oh.
Not real cool to me.
Really? Well, if you wish her well.
I think that's when she was big into Scientology.
Yeah,
she was weird. She said hi to me, but she kind of cold-shouldered me.
Did she, like, try to Scientology your nub to make it all grow back out?
Yeah, she tried to heal me
with the aliens.
Did
you
kind of yoded out her hand?
Had you had your leg amputated at that point?
Her head?
No.
You had both? Were you so you could walk, and or you in a wheelchair?
I was on crutches. So, I mean, I still have my leg, but... So that wasn't really the topic
way
of the conversation.
Go,
so are you a freak?
So when you go see Kevin
There's
James
no
and
momentum.
You tell him, hey, I'm here to meet you because you're my Make-A-Wish
mm-hmm.
wish.
Hi, Justin. How are you, man? You doing pretty cool?
So you do a lot of great impressions, Gordon. I don't know if your Kevin James is spot on.
Do you see Sheila now or is she around us right now?
Oh, Sheila. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're still.
Could you ask her a question?
I hope you're still making terminally ill kids' lives better with
Gordon,
wishes.
I hope you end up being somebody's Make-A-Wish someday.
What? That they meet me?
Yeah, they get to come meet you.
Boy, that's real low-hanging fruit.
Sit in for an 840 bit or
yeah,
something.
Believe me, that's going to be the one kind of like Justin, where if you're not real terminal, you get these lighter wishes like meet Kevin James. Like, you know, hey, Gordon, here's a kid from Make-A-Wish.
He's got
a head cold. You know? Oh, nice to meet you. You want my UPS outfit?
You give him your beard trimmings?
That's right. Here, I just took off my beard. You can have it. Here, free beard.
So, yeah, do I regret it? Would I do something different now? Obviously. But at the time, I was really into it, and I had a fun time.
So when you told Sheila what your wish was, did she look at you weird?
No.
Did her eyes turn into like fiery hypno wheels and she descended back into hell? You like sent her to hell because your wish was so bad?
She lost her faith in God due to my wish?
Yes.
She's like, there's clearly not a higher power if that's what he wants.
Justin! You sent your guardian angel to hell. Damn it, Justin.
Yeah, I'd probably pick something different now. What would you have picked in 1978 or whatever?
This was in 1978?
No, whenever you were 14.
He's calling me out for being old.
Oh.
That would have been like 1983.
Color television? 14. Would that have been your Make-A-Wish?
He would have wished to meet George Orwell the next year.
I can't even...
101 Dalmatians.
I have no idea. I couldn't even begin to... Imagine having to make a decision on whatever you want to do, kid. I don't know.
Spend a day with Tattoo.
That
was a weird
taping
voice.
Of All in the Family.
Something about that was weird voiced.
The actor or Tattoo the soccer player?
Soccer player.
Or the lesbian Russian duo.
Yes. Forgot about that Tattoo.
So did that answer your question, Peter? Is that what you're looking for?
I now feel like we have explored that... story as best as we could, and I think everybody now is better for it.
Yeah,
I learned a lot.
Sheila on one day.
We need to get her on.
But I want, you know what I think I would
pull
hell?
Her from the depths of hell.
The one thing I meant to ask you for that you could probably still do is go home and take a picture of the IPS uniform and tweet it for everybody so they could see it. You don't have to put it on. Just, you know, lay it on the floor or something.
Sure. I mean, 90% of the responses will be, what is that? Did you lose your job? Are you working at UPS now? But okay.
I think you are you're discounting how many people are listening right now.
I'm talking about how many will recognize that that suit.
I think it'll trend on Twitter once you put it up.
Justin's Make-A-Wish suit will trend on Twitter?
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we can get it started. All right. We satisfied? We satisfied with that, Peter? I mean, you've been waiting 2 months.
I feel better.
Okay.
Gordon, are you glad you were here for this?
Gordon is no longer here.
Sheila is channeling Gordon. All right, coming up next, let's do some news.
It's a little bit ungroomed, but
my back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic.